Imagine discovering a spiritual framework that bridges the gap between traditional religions and New Age philosophies, offering a cosmic perspective on human existence that feels both revolutionary and strangely familiar. This is what Carla Lisbeth Rukert presents in Living the Law of One 101, a practical guide to applying the metaphysical principles channeled from an extraterrestrial source called the Confederation. The book has gained a devoted following among spiritual seekers, including celebrities like Jim Carrey and Russell Brand, who have referenced its concepts in interviews. Unlike many spiritual texts that remain abstract, Rukert's work has sparked study groups worldwide and influenced fields ranging from quantum physics research to holistic medicine. What makes this perspective unique is its presentation of spirituality as a game of life, with clear rules and objectives, where our everyday choices determine our spiritual evolution. As Earth approaches what the Confederation calls a harvest or graduation opportunity, Rukert's insights offer a roadmap for those seeking to navigate this transition with an open heart. The Confederation presents a cosmic perspective that places Earth as one of many planets harboring human life, suggesting we reincarnate numerous times over thousands of years within an eternal soul stream. This framework describes a seven-density system of spiritual evolution, where Earth is completing its third density cycle, heading toward a harvest or graduation opportunity. Unlike traditional Western religions that suggest we live only one lifetime, the Confederation describes a universe where we reincarnate many times across millennia, building our learning through repeated experiences. They present a cosmic school with seven grades or densities, with Earth currently in the third grade, the density of choice, approaching completion of a 76,000-year cycle. What distinguishes the Confederation's perspective from both traditional religions and New Age philosophies is its approach to spiritual systems. They view all religious paths as personal myths rather than absolute truths, suggesting that mythology and religion should be more interchangeable concepts. They note that religions often create hostility between believers of different faiths, while mythology allows multiple perspectives without judgment. The Confederation respects all religious systems while placing them in a larger context, seeing them as structures through which we may examine our deep mind. When channeling the raw material, the source of much Confederation information, they accommodated Rukert's Christian beliefs by incorporating familiar elements like the Bible, candles, and incense into their sessions. They encourage seekers to form patterns of living that support the process of seeking truth, whether through traditional religious practice or other means. Truth, they suggest, awaits us everywhere, in conversations, symbols, coincidences, and all life experiences. The universe is viewed as an interactive system responding to our deepest desires and seeking. What religions and Confederation teachings share is the importance of daily worship, which can be as simple as prayer at the beginning and end of each day. The goal is to retrain the mind from fear-based habits to love-based ones, and from carelessness to responsible stewardship of our incarnation time. The Confederation describes creation as fundamentally unitary, one organism, one energy field, one thing. Each entity has its own energy field nested within larger fields, our organs within our bodies within Earth's field, Earth within the Sun's field, the Sun within the galaxy's field, and ultimately all fields wrapped into the one great original thought or logos. This concept of unity appears in mystical traditions across religions, though dogmatic aspects often create divisions between believers and non-believers. The Ra group states simply, "You are everything, every being, every emotion, every event, every situation. You are unity. You are infinity. You are love slash light, light slash love. You are. This is the law of one." Modern science increasingly supports this concept of universal unity. Quantum physics, particularly Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, 1927, demonstrates that subatomic particles' paths only come into existence when observed. This principle, that the observer cannot be separated from the observed, provides scientific grounding for the concept that the entire universe is one unitary thing. String theory further supports this unified view, suggesting that everything, all matter and forces, are unified by the notes which vibrating loops or strings can play together. While physicists see this dance as random, the Confederation sees it as purposeful. Both agree that the observer influences what is observed. The Confederation teaches that humans can change their physical environment through thoughts and intentions. What we focus on, whether love or fear, we attract, because the universe vibrates according to patterns of attraction. The game board is thus a holistic, multidimensional creation where all parts interact along natural energy paths, with humans as players who can position themselves outside the regular game board through an act of will. Free will is the first distortion or movement away from the pure potential of the unmanifest creator. While many authorities, from scientists to psychologists to religious figures, argue this freedom is illusory, the Confederation model places humans in complete charge of their lives. They acknowledge we're weighed down by cultural information and biases, but suggest we can wake up from this cultural dream by consciously choosing to seek truth for ourselves. Ethical choices are the crystallites in our human ore. Just as iron ore isn't naturally magnetized until its particles align, humans develop no spiritual polarity until undertaking ethical training. By consistently making ethical choices along one line of intent, we develop metaphysical power and radiate energy that helps others become polarized. The Golden Rule, treating others as we wish to be treated, appears across all major religions and provides a foundational ethical principle. Unlike arbitrary rules, this principle of reciprocity can be applied to any situation. When we treat others as equals, deserving the same respect and consideration we give ourselves, we invoke the unitary nature of the game board and lift ourselves off the flat surface of mundane existence. The service to others' path requires daily ethical choices that prioritize others' needs above our own comfort. Making a conscious, first choice to follow this path is foundational, like pouring concrete for your metaphysical house. Each consistent ethical choice thereafter doubles your positive polarity, though faltering requires starting a new series of loving choices. To graduate from Earth's density requires achieving at least 51% service to others' orientation. This choice is the central point of our earthly existence, with limited time to make this polarization decision. Those who achieve this polarization can move on to the density of love, rather than spending another 76,000 years in repeated incarnations. The service to self-polarizing person, in contrast, rejects the concept that all is one, seeing themselves as separate from others. They identify through possessions, ideas, and people they control, maintaining a tenacious hold on these features since they define the self. In everyday life, service to self appears in many forms. Drivers who ignore traffic laws because they can, religious organizations demanding strict obedience, corporations firing experienced workers before retirement to avoid pension costs, or military hierarchies viewing soldiers as expendable fodder units. The choice between these paths is fundamental to our spiritual evolution. Ra explains that polarization is necessary for harvestability from third density, with higher densities building upon this essential choice. This lifetime represents our last chance for this choice on Earth before graduation day, making each day precious in our polarization journey. The energy body receives infinite power from the Creator's love/light, which enters through our feet from Earth's core and rises through our chakra system. Unlike physical nutrition from food and drink, this subtle energy powers our emotional and spiritual well-being. This energy flows from the Creator through the sun to Earth, where Mother Earth collects it in her core and radiates it to all living beings. Our energy bodies receive this limitless supply constantly, but we can block its flow through negative attitudes and thoughts. The energy enters at the red ray chakra at the base of the spine and moves upward through the prismatic rainbow-colored chakras: red, base of spine; orange, abdomen; yellow, solar plexus; green, heart; blue, throat; indigo, forehead; and violet, crown. Blockages in the lower three centers prevent sufficient energy from reaching the heart, limiting our ability to make loving, compassionate choices. Our intellectual mind resembles a biocomputer, processing information through words and logic, while consciousness, the mind of our energy body, works with concepts and inspiration. The intellect is useful but limited to earthly, logical choices that serve primarily social and survival needs. Consciousness, by contrast, is the mind of the heart that accesses cosmic awareness. It doesn't overwrite our intellectual programming unless invited, entering quietly into the asking heart. While our intellects die with our physical bodies, consciousness continues uninterrupted. To be effective players, we must integrate both faculties. We receive catalyst with our intellect, detect ethical choices, then toggle up to the game board in our minds, inviting consciousness to join our consideration. After finding our highest response, we toggle down to manifest that choice in everyday life. Without open heart centers, we cannot access this higher mind. Sexual energy represents a sacred communion between earth and physical vehicle. Sexual identity forms a powerful, unique part of our individual spirit, the energy creating health in mind and body, giving us a primal yes to existence. Sexual intercourse serves as the Eucharist of Red Ray, a holy communion recapitulating the oneness of earth and sky, male and female, reaching and waiting. While sexual addiction can block this center through artificial overstimulation, natural expression, or even peaceful celibacy allows energy to flow freely. Our survival instinct manifests through the fight or flight adrenaline response. When triggered only by genuine emergencies, our red ray remains open. However, chronic stress in modern society can keep us perpetually near this response state, gradually constricting the red ray and inducing depression that robs us of joy. The player consciously chooses faith and hope as a discipline when facing despair. Not faith in anything specific, but simple faith that all is well. The orange ray energies concern loving ourselves and others. Self-acceptance proves harder than accepting others. We often internalize childhood scolding voices, becoming harsh judges of our own perceived failures. As players, we must silence these toxic voices from the past and develop genuine self-friendship. This doesn't mean ignoring mistakes, but learning to love ourselves despite our faults. A key to orange ray relationships is seeing each person as a flower of unique beauty, which is better beheld than trimmed or plucked. The orange ray chakra works with how we use personal power in relationships with ourselves and others one by one, not abstractions or loving humankind generally. When faced with people whose vibrations don't harmonize with ours, we can protect ourselves energetically without separating from them in our hearts. Orange ray relationships provide essential catalyst for our spiritual growth, but the discomfort of honest communication often drives us to seek refuge in activities that don't require quality time together. Television, iPods, computer games, and other electronic distractions keep us together but not together, allowing us to avoid the work relationships require. The yellow ray chakra deals with formalized relationships in families, marriages, and workplaces. The Confederation emphasizes progressive seeing in these group relationships to develop green ray love through opening the yellow ray. These formalized relationships provide a fast track for spiritual seeking, as families act like houses of mirrors where interactions reveal our shadow sides through our judgments of others. The Yellow Ray Energy Center focuses on honor/duties in formal relationships. These relationships act as mirrors, reflecting our shadow sides through the catalyst of family interactions. This dynamic creates a fast track for spiritual growth as we confront issues we need to redeem within ourselves. Marriage represents one of the most powerful Yellow Ray decisions in life. Despite challenges, the Quo group reminds us that a third party, the Creator or Living Love, overshadows both entities in a metaphysical covenant, lending grace to the relationship. Within marriage, sexual relationships carry greater pressure than orange ray sexual connections because all bets are tripled in marriage. When sexual chemistry endures, married love allows couples to learn each other's bodies and preferences, becoming ideal lovers. Tolerance and patience are essential resources for navigating different sexual preferences, though one should never accept abusive patterns. The yellow ray chakra corresponds to our humanity and everyday lives as mind-body-spirit complexes. According to the author, to be human means having a conscience and moral considerations. Dewey B. Larson calls humans ethical biological units. Our humanity includes an inherent yearning to know the Creator and determine right from wrong. The yellow ray center is the final energy center through which the Creator's love light passes before reaching the heart chakra, making it a powerful gateway that processes our most central relationships. Despite being third density beings, humans often revert to second density territorial violence, with leaders throughout history choosing conquest over cooperation. The heart chakra has two distinct levels, the outer courtyard and the inner sanctum. In the outer courtyard, we must face our shadow self, all undeveloped parts of our personality. To enter the inner sanctum, we must greet, understand, accept, feel compassion for, and eventually redeem every bit of our undeveloped light. While keeping lower energy centers clear allows energy to flow to the heart, we must also work on forgiving ourselves for being ourselves and coming to like ourselves. This involves accepting our shadow sides, those qualities we perceive as flaws or negative emotions we typically repress. We must understand and accept these parts without condemnation. The green ray chakra represents the movement through compassion and all-forgiving love toward the blue ray of self-radiation, regardless of others' actions. However, this chakra is easily blocked by others' manipulations and negativity. The key challenge for players is to love unconditionally without expectation of return, refusing to react in kind to manipulation or insults. This explains why few politicians maintain open hearts. Power attracts those vibrating in yellow and orange rays rather than green ray. Faith emerges not from certainty, but from acting as if, from embracing vulnerability and unknowing. Only by acting faithful does spiritual evolution accelerate toward direct experiences of unity with the divine. Faith requires leaping without evidence, embracing mystery rather than certainty. Our first act of faith as we enter the open heart is self-forgiveness. The Confederation describes us as having a veil of forgetting that separates us from our subconscious minds, allowing us free will in our choices. When we choose to polarize in service to others, we begin penetrating this veil. The heart chakra is described as a sacred inner temple guarded by symbolic lions. To enter, we must approach with humility, asking for mercy rather than demanding entrance. Inside this holy of holies, we experience the Creator's boundless love. The blue ray chakra represents pure, integrated spiritual energy located in the throat. Unlike lower chakras that deal with physical bodies, emotions, and reactions to catalyst, the blue ray introduces the working of an integrated mind, body, spirit for the first time. Unlike lower centers, the blue ray chakra is impervious to blockage, dwelling solidly in the realm of spirit. If our energy can enter this 100-faceted, flashingly brilliant throat chakra, nothing can prevent us from communicating our truth. Honest, open communication begins with internal dialogue, knowing what we think before we can communicate it. Our voices themselves play a role in clear communication. Our breath is sacred, being life itself, and when shaped into speech, these sounds affect those around us. As players, we must use words carefully, maintaining clear communication channels between people. When the heart is open and words well chosen, each carries heart energy that aids rather than wounds. We integrate information from all lower chakras, run it through our heart, and speak from this integrated understanding. True honesty is challenging because we often operate from half knowledge and incorrect assumptions about others' feelings. We may offer outdated truths about ourselves from habit rather than current reality. The desire to impress others takes us out of blue ray communication, as does monopolizing conversation rather than listening. A skilled communicator listens completely to others before responding. Most people employ a flawed conversational style, hearing only part of what others say because they're already formulating responses, sometimes even interrupting. These habits halt Blu-ray communication. The heart of successful Blu-ray communication is love, not eloquence, vocabulary, or learning. Speaking from the heart carries power beyond well-organized thoughts. Blu-ray communication carries the sword of truth clarity, accessing our highest, best self for compassionate wisdom. The indigo and violet rays work together to create the player's interface with the enhanced game board. When these rays function properly, we sit within a torus of created light that forms our connection to all that there is. Unlike the lower chakras, which process incoming energy upward, the indigo ray allows us to reach upward through the gateway to intelligent infinity for specific metaphysical guidance. Players at the lighthouse level function as living interfaces between limited third density reality and the unlimited metaphysical universe. By forming clear intention, we can access this gateway, similar to clicking a computer icon that opens metaphysical software. This menu includes meditation, prayer, and work in faith, what the Confederation calls the discipline of the personality or work in consciousness. The indigo ray chakra, located at the forehead center, where some Hindus place a red dot, corresponds to the pineal gland, which scientists link to paranormal phenomena and awareness of subtle energies. This chakra is quite central to spiritual transformation work, receiving the least distorted outpourings of love light from intelligent energy and offering potential for the key to the gateway of intelligent infinity. The violet ray, located above the head's crown, functions as a spectrograph or readout of our entire energy body, our metaphysical ID. Unlike other chakras, we cannot work on the violet ray itself. It simply reports who we are vibrationally. The three most common sources of indigo ray blockage are judgment, fear, and unworthiness. Self-judgment becomes toxic when it lingers beyond learning from mistakes, closing the energy pathway to the heart. Fear, especially about intimacy, self-discovery, or spiritual graduation, constricts our energy pathways. Unworthiness, often stemming from societal messaging about our inadequacies, can be countered by seeing ourselves compassionately. The discipline of the personality involves indigo ray work that requires persistent focus on one's desire. This discipline doesn't mean punishment, but rather self-control that balances uneven thoughts and emotions. While most people function with unstable three-legged stools of mind, emotion, and will that constantly reach for desires, spiritual workers add a fourth leg of faith that creates stability. Meditation begins with focusing passionate desire to seek truth and know the Creator. Various techniques help maintain receptive silence during meditation. The Confederation describes meditation as an attempt to contact your original identity, the consciousness of the all, essentially rebooting our connection to our deeper being. Prayer is a verbally expressed way of practicing the presence that often feels more accessible to humans than silent meditation. The player experiences a priestly energy when praying, sensing the sacredness in everyday things. Prayer doesn't require formality. Heartfelt expressions like, "Help, Lord," can be powerful. Journaling becomes more powerful as we become familiar with our own dream world. Dream journaling helps us receive information from our nightly dreams, providing self-knowledge and a means to work in consciousness. Reading journals represent another type of spiritual journaling, where we record inspiring quotations and reflect on ideas encountered in our spiritual reading. Faith requires stepping off the cliff of known things into the uncertainty of unknowing. For the spiritual seeker or adept, the only solid ground becomes self-knowledge, who they are, why they seek, what they live for, and what they would die for. Faith is defined as positive purity of intention rather than action. We choose to live according to our highest ideals despite knowing we will fail repeatedly. While the energy body appears as a closed system in consensus reality, space/time, from a metaphysical perspective, time-space, it functions as an open system. players can successfully achieve graduation by treating the energy body as a closed system, but once experienced with consciousness work, the Gateway offers enhanced options for advanced practices. The magical personality is essentially one's higher self, a sixth density version of oneself from what we'd consider the future. This higher self represents the player after they've learned lessons of love, wisdom, and compassion to the point where polarity dissolves. The magical personality contains three aspects: power, love, and wisdom, and serves as a powerful tool for the adept who has disciplined their personality through consciousness work. Ritual provides a framework for accessing and working with the magical personality. While some players participate in established group rituals like Holy Communion or Masonic ceremonies, others create personal rituals for daily life. The power of ritual comes through repetition. As players consistently practice their rituals, these practices develop a life of their own and become increasingly effective resources. The Confederation emphasizes that all humans are channels at all times. Each life is fundamentally a channeled existence carrying deep unconscious forces. Every interaction becomes an opportunity to channel either loving, helpful energy or something less positive. Psychic greeting, often misnamed psychic attack, is the systematic response of negatively polarized entities to a player's increasing positive polarization. As one becomes a beacon of light, service to self entities are drawn to extinguish that light by exploiting any chinks in one's armor. The player's best defense against psychic greeting is maintaining fidelity to harmony and thanksgiving. Rather than contracting in fear when experiencing nightmares, forceful thoughts, or nameless dread, the skillful player responds with fearless serenity. The fundamental choice in third density is between light and dark, service to others or service to self. These represent two valid but opposite paths of energy, both ultimately leading toward an awareness of unity, but through completely different routes. We journey homeward, and the question is how we shall make that journey: in the light of service, love, and giving, or on the dark path where the self is seen as creator and others exist to worship that creator in you. The time grows short not because of planetary catastrophe, but because third density light is waning while fourth density light intensifies. This new light makes spiritual work increasingly difficult for veiled humans. We have until the end of 2012 to choose our polarity and become players. The message of unconditional love is spreading globally, bringing us closer to a tipping point where the whole planetary population awakens simultaneously to love and unity.